alternate fuel system stuff, and a lot of the components need a continuous duty rated circuit, and I automate them with floats, stainless steel floats that will hold pressure and temperature and things like that. So for fuel modifications, they're great. Very low draw, and they've got a diode on the feedback of it, so it doesn't, you don't get the spike. You don't get the spike back on those. Plus, it protects the silver-coated points within that mechanical relay. And I use solid-state relays for things, too, because I have to build incubators, because I don't want to spend $200, $300 for a snake incubator or bee incubator. When I do my bees, I have to have an incubator to finish off my queen cells.